Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart,
people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
On.
Yes.
Oops.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang ginintuang gabay sa English Golden,
Golden Guide
at sa aking dialect na Cebuano Bulawanong Giya. Mga kaibigan, salamat Panginoong Diyos. No, Brother Sa, good morning to you.
Good morning and welcome to our program.
Amen. Thanks be to God. And before we proceed, Brother Sa, please, for our opening prayer. Let us begin our opening prayer.
This morning, Lord God, you who care for the smallest detail, it's quite amazing how you care for your community. And even Jesus sitting on the throne, interceding for each one of us. What a wonder. So today we thank you for all that you do. Amen.
Amen. So, Brother Zach, let me to play this song. I have some friends who are celebrating, or who will be celebrating their birthdays. So, once again, sa inyo tong lahat mga kaibigan, happy birthday, mahal, kay Ma'am Gloria Bilin pa rin, mga kaibigan. Ito na.
This song is from Milbert's Hard to Find Music Library.
Bumabati ako sa'yo.
Amen. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan, na mapaglingkuran ko kayo kahit man lang sa pagtugtog ng awit sa kanyong, sa inyong karawan, no? Happy birthday once again, belated o advance. At sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, huwag kalimutan, pasalamatan ng Panginoong Diyos. Siya ang mabuti sa atin at dapat lang bigyan natin pasalamat ang Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan. At isunod natin ang nawala nang sa akin.
All right. Does it?
Ah, ito.
Does it need to be on there?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, okay.
Isunod natin ang ating gospel song, mga kaibigan. No? Kay Ma'am Patsy Klein. Just a closer walk with thee. Pakinggan muna natin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong.
Okay, Brother Shag, thanks be to God that we have finished.
Yes.
To play our gospel song by Ma'am Patsy Klein.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
A closer walk with thee.
Yeah, so that's...
I am weak. We are weak, but he is strong. Okay.
Yeah. So you remember even for a while now, we've been just looking at the sense, you know, what should we do in life? And and of course you got in Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, and it said, In conclusion, when everything has been heard, fear God and keep his commandments.
Amen.
Because this applies to every person. And so today, I want to look at a passage in Matthew chapter 11. Here it is. I printed this one off. It says in verse 27, and we'll do it in Tagalo also. Verses 27, 28, 29, and 30. We'll bounce our conversation off this passage. It's so good to read the scripture, isn't it? Because God speaks louder than me.
Amen.
My Father has given me everything, and he's the only one who knows the Son. The only one who truly knows the Father is the Son. But the Son wants to tell others about the Father so that they can know him. Okay? 28. If you are tired from carrying heavy burdens, come to me and I will give you rest. Verse 29. Take the yoke I give you, put it on your shoulders, and learn from me. I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest. Verse 30. This yoke is easy to bear. This burden is light.
Amen. In Tagalog. From verse 27 up to what verse?
27.
Up to?
30.
30?
Yeah.
Okay. In Tagalog.
Yeah.
Good. Ang lahat ng mga bagay ibinigay sa akin ng aking ama. At sino may hindi nakakilala sa anak kundi ang ama. At sino may hindi nakakakilala sa ama kundi ang anak. At iyong ibiging pagpahayagan ng anak. Magpasarito sa akin kayong lahat ng nangapapagal at nangabibigyatang lubha at kayo'y aking papagpahingahin. Pasanin ninyo ang aking pamatok at mag-aral kayo sa akin sapagkat ako'y maamo at mapagpakumbabang puso at masusumpungan niyo ang kapangyarihan ng inyong kaluluwa sapagkat malambot ang aking pamatok at magaan ang aking pasan. Salamat. Thank you, Brother Shaq.
Yeah. So, this is so interesting because here's the Son talking about the Father. And he's saying, my Father has given me everything.
Amen.
In fact, the scripture even says that, you know, we think of the Father as a great judge. But because of what Jesus did, the scripture gives him the authority and the position to be the judge of the world at the end. And you sort of say, well, why should he do it? Because he carried every bit of pain that you and I have lived through. He carried every bit of mischief that messes up the world. And therefore he has the right to be the judge. Amazing. But he's not interested in being a judge. At the moment, he's interested in caring for you. And so he introduces in verse 27 his relationship with the Father. And he says, but the Son wants to tell others about the Father so that they can know him too. That's you and me.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, on Friday night we had a bit of a Bible study. And the first question was, who is the most important person in the Bible? And we all sort of said, oh, you know, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. And, you know, we were created in his image, eh? So Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is one part. And what's our part? Spirit, soul, and body. Amazing.
Amen.
And he made us wonderful. Why? Because we are his creation and we're in his image. So much of who we are comes out if you let Jesus be the center and let the Holy Spirit live in you. So the next verse, isn't it interesting? Here he is laying foundations. And you know what he's doing in heaven while we're waiting? Interceding for you and me.
Amen.
Wow. You know, so maybe Father, Son, and Holy Spirit aren't the true key element of the Bible. Maybe it's you and me. Hey. So what does he say in verse 28? If you're tired from carrying heavy burdens, come to me. Come to Jesus, and I will give you rest. Isn't that beautiful? So I've got to get the rest, I have to come to him.
Amen.
I have to come with the Lord. And you know our gospel song that we had? What was it again?
I am weak, but you are strong.
Absolutely.
Yes, a closer walk with the Lord.
Yeah, that's what you get. Come to me, and I will give you rest. And it's the closer walk with the Lord that gets you that place. It also gets you insights into who he is and how he lives, how he responds to us, how we become the blessing he wants us to be, how we become generous and thankful. Okay? Next verse. Take the yoke I give you, put it on your shoulders. Okay? Put it on your shoulders. What's that about? Well, without the yoke, I don't become a disciple. Disciples follow. Disciples walk with. Disciples are close. The yoke helps me to be close. It helps me to carry my burden. And you know, another thing about the yoke is that he carries one side of it. Guess how much he carries some of the times? Yeah, all of it. He's like that, isn't he? So learn from me. That's the fruit of allowing this yoke to be on my shoulders, yoked with Jesus. Learn from me. I like learning from him. I get smarter. I get wiser. I get more insightful. I get the real goss. You know, I get the real information. Lord, how do I handle this problem? Lord, how do I handle my finances? Lord, how do I handle my child? Lord, how do I handle my community? Lord, how do I handle this job that I'm not quite enjoying? He'll help me with everything.
Amen.
And there's your challenge, isn't it? So take this yoke I give you, put it on your shoulders, learn from me. I'm gentle and humble, and you will find rest. It's repeated. You will find rest. What's that about? When I allow this yoke, which isn't, well, it's not the, it feels funny, eh? Under control? Or walking together. And of course, do you know that Jesus is called, it says that he is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
Amen.
So no wonder the yoke works. He sticks closer than a brother. And what do I get out of that? Well, I get all the insights that he has. I get the wisdom that comes from God. And I get rest. Who doesn't want rest? Hey, it's a blessing, and it makes a difference. Can we read verse 28 again in the Tagalog?
28.
Yeah. 29 is a really good one. 29.
29.
Take the yoke I give you.
Chapter 11, in the book of Matthew.
Yeah, in verse
29. Okay. Yeah. Here. Matthew chapter 11, verse
29.
Yeah. Okay. It opened my eyes so I could see. 29. Pasanin ninyo ang aking pamatok at mag-aral kayo sa akin sapagkat ako'y maamo at mapagpakumbabang puso at masusumpungan niyo ang kapahingahan ng inyong mga kaluluwa. Thanks, Mitugan.
Yeah. So, just to get the clarity, this yoke is a yoke that he wants me to carry. And I'm free to take it or not. But if I don't take the yoke, he won't be yoked with me. Therefore, I don't get his help. So a yoke is a restriction, but it's a restriction into a place of blessing. And am I willing to do that? You know, like James 4:7, submit to God. Submit. Do I want to submit? Surrender to God.
Amen.
It says. And what's the last bit of that? Submit to God.
Resist. And he resists the prime.
Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. So submitting is really powerful. Submitting helps you. Surrendering to God is the best thing to do.
Amen.
And putting the yoke on is such an awesome thing to achieve. You've got to get close to him. Just a closer walk with you. That's what it's about.
So we need to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Because in the John chapter 15, the Lord said, we can do nothing without him.
Yeah.
So,
again, we need him. Yoke? Good idea.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you got it there? Yeah. So, take this yoke upon you, you know, that I give you. So, he gives me the yoke. He gives me the yoke that connects me to him, my closest friend.
Amen.
And what do I do? Well, put it on your shoulders and learn from me. I know I'm repeating it,
yes.
But I often need to it repeated because I forget. I forget what I should do. And, you know, to one of the churches in Revelation, Jesus said, you've lost your first love. And then what he said? What should I do? Go back and do what you did at the beginning.
Amen.
Simple as that. What do I do? Put the yoke back on.
Yes. Brother Saka, as what he said, we need to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ because he told his disciple they can do nothing without him.
Yeah.
So we need to abide, or we need to remain with the Lord Jesus Christ, because here in chapter 15 in the book of John, for without me you can do nothing. Saking in my dialect, sapagkat kung kayo'y hiwalay sa akin ay wala kayong magagawa.
We can do nothing
if the Lord Jesus Christ, if we will not remain with him.
And we get back to just a closer walk. Simple as that.
I am weak, we are weak, and he is strong.
And so that yoke, where you are yoked to him, when you can't carry it, he'll carry you. That's the truth of it. It's amazing, isn't it? What God will do. Do you see why I say that you're actually the center? Jesus is there, supporting you, encouraging you, interceding for you, being creating a blessing. You know, I make messes, and God comes along and says, okay, Zach, this is what we're going to do to fix it. And he turns my mess into a blessing. You know, he turns my garbage into compost to grow roses. He's like that. God is always like that. Everything he does turns into a blessing. You know, the summary of what God is that he is good. Even when he did creation, every time, and it was good. Yeah. And when he made you and me, he said, it is good. So when God made you, you are good. Our character mightn't be wonderful yet, but he's on the journey of that too. He helps us to be a better person. So taking his yoke on me, and of course the end of it that we so often forget is that we're supposed to get to this place of rest. You know, in Hebrews it says that he has prepared a Sabbath rest for the people of God. And so there's a place, there's a time and a place that we all need to allow, and usually we do it on a Sunday, but it doesn't have to be even the Sunday to have that rest with God, where you wait on God, where you listen to him.
Amen.
It's good to talk to him, but it's even better to listen.
Amen.
You know, Deuteronomy 11, 27, I think it says, listen and you will be blessed. And that's the truth of it.
Amen.
So here we go. This last verse, this yoke is easy to bear. This burden is light. You're in John at the moment, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This yoke is easy to bear. This burden is light. This is the nature of what God is like. He helps me. He makes my burden easy. So he doesn't take it away. So it might be painful for me even, but it's easy. Why? Because he's carrying it with me. And this burden is light. Why wouldn't it be? Because he's with me in it. And because it's like that, it means I can walk this journey into his kingdom and be confident in the fact that I'm not going to fail. I'm not going to fall over. I'm not going to crash out. And you know, the scripture says that if I fall over, you know, the righteous man falls seven times. You know, what's it about? Well, it means that he falls, but every time he gets up again, you know. And we do fail sometimes, but God picks us up every time.
Amen.
God helps us. And this is what it's about. You know, go back to that first verse in verse 27. My Father has given me everything. Everything. So what is he saying? But the Son wants to tell others about the Father so that they can know him too. So what do we say? We say, just a closer walk, eh?
Amen.
Just a closer walk. And it makes all the difference. So just as we wind this up then, God is so interested in you leaning into him.
1 minute.
1 minute. Oh, good one. Yeah. So can we pray and ask God to help us?
Yes.
Because we need it, eh? We need his help more than anything. So, Lord God, you who do all things well, you who make the difference in our lives, you who celebrate our growing up into Christ, we thank you for the yoke. We thank you that you carry us when we can't. And we thank you that you make it easy for us. This burden is light. So today, we celebrate the fact that you walk with us. You give us the wisdom we need, the understanding to see where we're going, the light to walk